From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, a conversation with the woman who advises Senator McCain on an important voting group, evangelicals.
But first, scientists are calling it a monster headed straight for Houston.
It's still many hours away, maybe as much as a day from making land, but it is so big, Hurricane Ike, that coastal towns like Galveston are already feeling the effects.
On the phone with us now is the police chief of Galveston, Chief Charles Wiley. And Chief, you've been out driving along the seawall there. What are you seeing?
Well, the seawall is becoming impassable. The tides have risen to the extent that it's almost covered the seawall. And where tides are not washing up over the seawall, debris has. So it's making it almost impossible to travel the seawall. And I'm in a large four-wheel drive vehicle.
And Ike is still many hours away.
It is. Yeah. It is a long way away. And it looks to me like, based on my experiences in the past, that this is going to be one of those storms that the water does the most damage. We've got significant localized flooding throughout the city on the bay side, the harbor side of the island, and in some other low-lying areas throughout the city that have made those streets impassable already.
Now, the National Weather Service issued a really dire warning for people in your city, in Galveston. The Weather Service said, evacuate or face certain death. Did people respond?
You know, we had a mandatory evacuation for the west end of the island 2 days ago, and we have a mandatory evacuation for the remainder of the island as of yesterday morning. So those people who didn't heed that, they do that at their own peril. These hurricanes are dangerous things, and that's why those warnings are issued. That's exactly why we try to evacuate.
Are you seeing people in Galveston out on the streets?
Yes, we are.
And do they still have time to evacuate?
I don't know. It would be close. I haven't kept abreast of what the tide conditions are north of the causeway that connects the island to the mainland. I don't know what those roadway conditions are. I have no idea.
And, Chief, where are you planning to be tonight when Ike makes landfall?
Well, we have an emergency operations center established at the San Luis Resort on Galveston Island. Part of that hotel is a part of an old military bunker, a huge artillery bunker. So it's one of the highest and one of the most solid places on the island for our kind of emergency operation, and that's where I'll be.
What do you expect will happen to Galveston after Ike passes through?
Well, it's anybody's guess. You know, as many of these storms as Galveston has had, as many as I've seen here and in other places, there are just no two of them alike. And so it's really contingent upon where the eye comes in, what sort of surge we have, the high tide. You know, 6, 10 inches, 12 inches of water can make a difference in these things. So you just don't know until you do a damage assessment after the fact. And, of course, that won't start until tomorrow morning when the winds begin to subside.
Charles Wiley, police chief of Galveston, Texas, waiting for Hurricane Ike to land. Chief Wiley, best of luck to you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.